Okay, we're going to head down and see if we can help Buddy down in Florida. Buddy, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I understand you're talking about some flooring here and different ways of putting some tile over new tile. Tell us your intention there.
What I'm planning on doing, Danny, I bought a house 3 years ago, and I'm not happy with the tile floor that's on there now. I would like to save some money by just tiling over the old tile if it's all possible. My problem is I can't find anybody down here to do it if it is possible.
Okay.
Well, do you have any suggestions?
Well, let's see. I'm looking at a picture of your floor now, and is it on a concrete slab?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good, good. Well, you can put the flooring right on top of the existing with the proper prep. Overall, does it seem like the floor is fairly flat and smooth?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I've checked most of the floor, and I only have one spot.
Okay, good, good. And then does this extend on into your kitchen?
It extends all over the house.
Okay. Well, some of the problems you run into is like where your tile, when you put tile on top of tile, you can actually trap your dishwasher in place. So modifications have to be made on that. Sometimes, it might make a difference in how your molding looks, where you're taking away some of the look of the molding. But, you know, you're talking about 1/2 to 5/8 of an inch with normal situations that you would be encroaching on that. But I'll tell you what, the guy that can answer that question is Joe Truini. He wrote a fantastic book about tile and all kinds of scenario. Joe, how would you think Buddy needs to approach this situation?
Yeah, Buddy, this is a little tricky one because I'm looking at the photograph and the tile looks really nice from here, from the photograph. It looks like it was professionally installed. All the grout joints are lined up beautifully. It's a nice large tile, a nice color. But if you want to change it and you have it throughout your whole house, change it means go over it or chop it out. And certainly going over it would be easier. It's going to be a pretty expensive job. That's a lot of tile to put down, and the prep work's going to be important, as Danny mentioned. But if the question is, can you do that? Yeah, you certainly can, and there are a couple of concerns that Danny mentioned as far as raising the height of the floor. But what exactly about this floor do you not like? Is it just the color? I mean, it looks fine in the photograph, but I don't know what the true color is.
Well, it's got mismatched tiles throughout. It used to be an illegal grow house. And so they channeled through the tile, and somebody filled it in and replaced the tile with different colored tiles.
Oh,
and
I see.
I'm also redoing my kitchen, so all the kitchen cabinets are recessed into the tile.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you could certainly, you're going to have to just call a contractor. Tile contractors can do this. You just have to find one that's willing to take on the job. They might be challenged only by the size of it. But if you keep calling, you'll find the right guy.
But also, I would check out custombuildingproducts.com. They're one of our partners, and they have, if you decide to do it yourself, and if you hire it done, you'll want to make sure they're doing it right. There are a couple different processes here. One, you might use a floor leveling compound that you pour out over it that'll fill in all of the grout joints and get a nice smooth area there. It's just kind of a self-leveling that works really well. Then you also have a primer often that you'll put on the actual tile, which is a very inexpensive and easy to apply type of coating. So you might try those points, and certainly check with our folks there at custombuildingproducts.com, and they've got a lot of videos to show you exactly how to do what you're looking to do.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Okay, our pleasure, and best of luck to you, Buddy, on that. That's a heck of a large project Buddy's about to tackle there. But that's okay. When you have a project like that, you just take it a step at a time. And if you run into something, that's what we're here for, to help you with any of those challenges that you might have.